joined right now by the head football coach at Oklahoma State. 15th season now as head coach. He was the 2011 National Coach of the Year. He led Oklahoma State to 13 straight bowl appearances now. They open up their season against Oregon State. It's August 30th, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Of course, we're joined by Mike Gundy. Mike, it is so good to have you back. How are you, Mike?
I'm good, Jim. Thanks for having me.
My man, before we start talking about your team and your season, I want to say first a happy belated birthday to you. How's life? How are you doing? Bring me up to date.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You know, with social media, it's pretty much impossible for that day to get by without somebody bringing it up. But I'm good. You know, I'm just finished up doing some farming here since before I got back to work and got the farm all in order and now we're back at it, chasing my kids around. You know, I've got a one in college, but then I've got a 17 and a 14 that are playing high school football and baseball. So between that and the farm and trying to get these guys ready to play a game, I'm staying pretty busy, but it's good stuff.
Mike Gundy joining us. I'm going to ask you about the kids in 1 minute, but Mike, this notion of farming, exactly what does that entail? Are we talking about milking cows, something else? What are you doing on the farm?
We are raising high quality, high protein Bermuda hay for horse farmers. So last year we cut about 300 round bales, the large round bales, and the horse farmers like it because it doesn't have any weeds in it. It's got almost a 15% protein rating, which is really good. So we grow that. We usually get two, sometimes three cuts a year. And then we've got a lot of animals that we're breeding. We breed some miniature longhorns. We breed some miniature Scotty cows. We breed some alpacas, miniature donkeys. So we got a lot going on out there. Kind of keeps us all sane.
I'll tell you what, the farm life sounds great. I think I need some of that. I like that a lot. Mike Gundy joining us. Now, Mike, for more than half your life, you've been playing or coaching at Oklahoma State, which is an amazing stat in and of itself. And the impact you've had there is obviously pretty remarkable. If we were to go back to when you were playing there, and if I were told you then that you spent a huge part of your life, a big chunk of your life, what would you have said? Would you have believed me at that time?
I would not have. And it's, you know, it's interesting, two things. So, since 1986, other than 5 years of my life have been in Stillwater, which that surprises me. And then the other thing was when we started the season a couple weeks ago, I started adding up on my fingers how many years I've been an assistant coach, and I just realized this is my 30th year. So I called my mom and asked her if she knew it had been 30 years, and she said she thought it was 20. So I have been here a long time, Jim, and fortunate that the people haven't run me off yet.
Mike, your point about your mom thought it was 20 when it was 30, I do that all the time. Like, do you ever have points of, like, I can't account for those 10 years? Or remember those 9 years we lived there? I mean, it's really a scary notion. Like, how do you lose track of 10 years?
I'm trying to figure out what happened to the last 25 years of my life, to be honest with you. But I know I had fun while I was doing it. I just don't remember what happened to all of them.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Mike Gundy joining us. Now, I can run down a list of achievements since you've taken over as head coach, but the simplest way of saying it is that there was Oklahoma State before you got there, football, and then there was Oklahoma State football after you got there. You know, to the point, back in the day, a season that ended with a bowl win would have been a cause for celebration, but you made the point that last year was something of a disappointment. You did a lot of self-scouting, a lot of self-evaluating. When you did that self-scouting, Mike, what did you learn?
I was deficient in a lot of areas, Jim, and the best illustration for it is, like, I have three boys at home, and the little one gets away with way more than the other two did just because at some point you get a little tired and you're like, he'll figure it out. I'm not going to worry about that. I when I went back and looked at myself, that's what I had done. We had won so many games the last 6 or 8 years and had really, really good players and had mature quarterbacks, and we were squared away. And I just let little things slip by in practice, and essentially it was a lack of discipline. And then we became a soft football team after that. And when I sat back and looked at it, I studied it for several weeks in the late winter in February and March, and I realized that, you know what, probably 75% of the losses we had last year were because of me. And the other 25 was probably the assistant coaches and the players. So we came up with a good plan, and we've taken a very disciplined, hard-nosed approach. We're attention to the detail. trying to get it instilled in the players. And so far over the last 2 weeks, we're off to a pretty good start. And it should show up some in the games. We had a lot of dumb penalties, face masks, late hits, missed assignments, just things that we can't do at Oklahoma State in order for us to have a double-digit win season.
Mike Gundy joining us. What a candid response that is, Mike. I appreciate that, and I respect that a lot. One of the things you've talked about also is, and it's clear, how last year energized you. So rather than talking about the quarterback battles and the time frame of that decision, what's the mood like among the players right now? Are you seeing what you want to be seeing from the team as a whole?
Yes, and we're pushing them hard right now with the, as I mentioned, the discipline and toughness. And so they're sore right now and they're tired, but we're pushing hard. And our staff, they have to really work. I told them in the staff meeting early this morning that right now is when we get tired as adults, and then they watch us, they see us set back a little bit, and they'll set back. So they really have to press hard, and the team is buying into it. You try to use a little bit of trickage for them on the mental preparation, telling them that, hey, you guys are lucky that we're working it this hard. You're lucky your coaches are staying on your tail every step of the way. Otherwise, you know, you win seven games like we did last year. So they seem to they're buying into the process, and it should help us throughout the season.
Mike Gundy joining us. Now, Mike, I had Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin in studio yesterday. I know the two of you have connected in the past. He thinks very highly of you. How did that connection first come to be?
Well, he and I are both involved in What Drives Winning, which is a group of coaches across the country that do lectures and motivation, and we share ideas and thoughts, and he's awesome. Obviously, now everybody knows about him, but we knew he was awesome 5-6 years ago, and now he stepped on the stage as, you know, arguably the biggest name in college baseball right now. But the attention to detail, the discipline, the structure, the planning, the focus, he's an A-plus in that category. And he and I stay in touch through text, and we have a conference one or two times a year that we'll be together. But he's big time with what he's done. You know, he's gone into Vanderbilt and completely changed that university when it comes to baseball.
Mike Gundy is my guest. I agree with you. Now, the other day, you retweeted a highlight from the Steelers preseason game where Mason Rudolph threw a TD pass to James Washington. As a coach, what's it like for you to see your guys living out their dreams in the NFL?
You know, it's special to see them come through here. And most of our players graduate in 3.5 years now, and a very small percentage of them get the opportunity to go play in the NFL. And when they're good, solid young men and they do things right and they go out and have success, it's awesome to watch them. I didn't realize, see, we have 27 guys in NFL camps right now. There's a chance 4 or 5 of those guys could get cut based on, you know, the cuts up through the next 2 weeks. But we might end up with over 20 guys in the NFL active rosters this year. So we've done okay. We're making some strides here. But it's good to see quality people who work hard have success.
Mike, let me go back to one thing about self-scouting. And I'm glad that in terms of your self-scouting, it did not involve one particular thing. Because let me be honest, the most stressful time of the year for me is when you make your first appearance at Big 12 Media Days. Because I live in fear of that day that you're going to show up and the mullet is not going to be there. Now, it's hard to imagine you without the mullet. Can you picture yourself ever taking it down?
Not now. I mean, I think it's going to be there for a long time. It's kind of become who I am. And, you know, the interesting thing, Jim, is like my players, if I go and trim it every now and then, like they'll ask me, Coach, did you cut your hair? And I said, I have to every once in a while. By now it would be down to the top of my butt. So, I mean, they kind of freak out if they think I cut my hair. So anyway, I don't see it. I kind of enjoy it. You know, it's, and you know, we all have things that are kind of who we are, you know, as people and coaches, and even in your profession, you know, you have things that people say, this is what Jim Rome is, and that's who he is. And so I don't see it happening at this point.
Man, what a relief. I'm so glad to hear that. And maybe now I can stop asking you about that, because I sweat that every single year. I'm like your players. I feel the same way. Mike, you mentioned your kids, and we've talked about your kids and their athletic success in the past. Your son Gunner is a really good high school quarterback. I'm curious, what's it been like for you watching him grow and develop as a player?
It's been a lot of fun. I enjoy watching the boys play, and Gunner has grown up a lot in the last year. He's really starting to work hard and realize that everybody else at the next level is every bit as good, and it comes down to the the work ethic and the discipline and things like that. And I've enjoyed watching him. His class has really kind of changed Stillwater High School football. We only have one high school here in Stillwater, and they went 12-0, and they got beat in the state finals last year by a team that's won, I think, four or five in a row. I can't remember, but and the last time they were in the state finals was like 1974. So they've really changed the way people think about Stillwater football, and I'm excited about that, and I enjoy watching him do that. And so we continue to watch him in his career, and he can go as far as he wants to go as long as he's willing to put the work in it. My little one, my 14-year-old, he's a freshman. So he'll play freshman ball and then probably suit up for the varsity games. I guess he's a third-team quarterback now with the high school, and so he's learning and developing, and so it's fun to watch the boys.
Mike Gundy, 15 years as head coach. He was the 2011 National Coach of the Year, and again, they open up their season against Oregon State right around the corner. That's August 30th. Mike, it is always good to have you on the show. Great to get caught up. Thanks so much. Let's do it again before the end of the year.
You bet, Jim. I enjoy you. Always listen. Anything you need, just let me know, okay? Be safe out there.
Appreciate you, Mike. Thanks so much. Mutual respect. Always watching you, always paying attention to you, too. Mike Gundy, head coach, and has always been great for the program. I appreciate that relationship. 1-800-636-8686. He's right. We're all recognized for certain things. He's a great coach, great leader, great motivator, and has got a world-renowned mullet. Man, you can't take that down. Cannot take that down.